Welcome, everyone. As Hashem, we're learning Dershu Mishnah Brura in Simin Beis, Sif Aleph, the Shir number 5, Yud Zayin Adar Aleph Toshin Pei Beis, September 18th, 2022. Once again, we are in Chapter 2, Sif Aleph, and we are continuing to discuss the halachas of a person in the morning. Din Levishas Begodim, the halachas of getting dressed and wearing clothing. Before we begin reading the words, I do want to point out that although we'll be learning the words of the Mechaber and Ramah, and of course they do apply, there are different customs, different mechagim. We're going to be learning that a person should be getting dressed under his blankets, which is not what everyone does. It's practice to think about. And the main understanding is as follows. I want to share with you the approach that Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal has taught in regards to these halachas and these topics. And that is as follows. We are a tzelem elokim, an image of Hashem. We are put into this guf, into this body. The more we cover the body, the more we emphasize the tzelem elokim, the image of Hashem. The more we reveal the body, we expose the body, then we are focusing on the guf, on the body, then a person is, I believe, as the way he said it, is more like the horse, right? The horse is total, or any animal is totally revealed and open. So that's the basic understanding over here. With that attitude and that mindset, the more a person is tsanua, he is modest in his dress, he can also be tsanua, he can be modest in his speech, in his hanhaga, in his behavior, and it elevates the person totally. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Lo yilbash chalukoy miyushof. A person should not put on his shirt when he's sitting up. What does that mean, he shouldn't put on his shirt when he's sitting up? The understanding is, and you can look at the many different Gemaras throughout Shas, you'll find that when they slept, they weren't wearing clothing. Clothing was something that if you wear it on a regular basis, it's going to get worn out. And in order to save the clothing, one of the reasons they wouldn't wear clothing is to save the clothing. So if a person would sit up out of the blankets without putting on his shirt first, so now his chest is revealed. So we'll yilbash chalukai miyushav. So the Mechaber is telling us, don't sit up, but rather put your shirt on underneath the blankets. Eliyikach chalukai yachnis by roishoy. Take your garment from near your bed, put your head on first, the head part through the your head first. It was roishav. And then your arms afterwards. But eidenu shaykhif, while you're still lying down. And the understanding behind the head first, because the head is the roish of the most important part of the body. That's where your brain is. That's where your brain functions. Of course, you need your heart. You can say, well, you don't have a heart. Yeah, well, you need everything. That's not the issue. But we want to show that the head is the most important part. Just like we'll see later on, the person is washing he's taking a shower. He should wash his head first. And you go to the right side, as we'll see later on, that the right is more important than the left. When a person puts on a shirt, when he's under the blankets, when he gets up, he's already covered up. Says the Mishnah Sif Katan Aleph. The Oz Behechrich is Galaguf. If a person sits up without covering his body, he's going to be exposed. And this is the emphasis, this is the point. A person has to behave with modesty, with snius, with a feeling of busha, of embarrassment, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Now, how would a person feel if somebody walks in on him when his shirt's off? He didn't expect it. Well, we have to create this reality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in front of us at all times. And this is actually a beautiful segue, this siman here, from what we left off with in the previous siman, siman aleph. Because we said in siman aleph, yisgaber kari, and then we said, shevisya shevaneg yisamid, that we have to focus on yirishamayim. We're beginning a whole entire ayrachayim over here, the laws of daily living. And the emphasis is, if you want to make sure you do the halachas properly, the first thing we have to have is yirishamayim. We have to know Hashem is standing in front of us at all times. And that's why we're focusing now on Siman Beis, on these halachas. apologize for a little cold I have here. Okay, he says further, v'afilu kishu b'light laylo, even if it's nighttime, v'chedri chadorim, and he's in the privacy of his own room, haloi meloi cholaretz kavoidoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory is everywhere. And dark is like light in front of Hashem. And therefore, what is the Mishnah is telling us? He's telling us that we also have to make sure to act with tznius, behave with tznius, even it's nighttime. One shouldn't say, oh, it's dark, no one sees me. One has to be very careful for this reason, that he should not expose his skin. Va'afilu ma'at, you hear the degree he's talking here? Whatever is normally covered, that's what you should cover. Okay? Avo rishoy legalu is yodoy at kubo, you're permitted to, even on this level, we're saying not to expose yourself, you're permitted to expose yourself to your elbow, like we're to wear short sleeves. V'tzavoroy ad choze, and your neck until your chest begins. You don't have to wear a turtleneck all the way up. Al kein han polyois yir lulovsham oil poshtam gamkin tachas asadin shlo legalis raglov. So the Mishnah says, and polyois, perhaps these are socks that you should try to put them on underneath your blankets on the sheets. The chazanish, Rav Chaim Kineski, the stipler rather, and the Aruch HaShulchan, they say that's not the minig nowadays. She'en noyagin. To put your socks underneath the blankets. It says further, so he says that in regards to these ampolios, these socks that people would put on in those days under the blankets, even if we don't do it today, it's just something to be aware of, that type of madrega of etznias. Shalom legalis raglov, not to expose your feet. Shadakim liyos mechusa, is because it's a custom that the socks, the person should wear socks, cover his feet. He says in these medinois, she'ein holchi yocheif afil b'kayetz, that they don't go barefoot even in the summertime. V'chein kol kiyetz v'zeh, and so to all these other examples as well. So he says like this. He says in now, in addition, what they bring down that in neighborhoods and communities where it's very hot, and the custom is to walk without socks. So later on, the Sif Katan Yadalad will see that it's permissible to walk without socks. We're not discussing women right now. That's another question. Very, very hot places, like in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to see in Siman Tzadi Aleph, chapter 91, that the common practice, even when you stand in front of someone who's an Adam Chosha, if you go in front of a respectable person, they would not be wearing socks. She'ein lochush lamud kach afilu b'shas tefila. You hear this? In those communities where it's very hot, Morocco and all those other places, so it's not uncommon to walk around without socks on. They wear the sandals. And that being the case, it's not a problem because that's the norm, even in front of respectable people. Now for us, we just don't do that usually here. You know, even if it's on the hotter side, we're still wearing socks, right? So then, when you come to daven, which we learn later on in Mitzvah Shem, we should also be wearing socks when we daven, of course. It says back inside in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, we're discussing a Beis HaMerchatz. Beis HaMerchatz is the bathhouse. People walk around of course, without the clothing on. And he's not so much discussing the mikvah, but in our practical term, in our generation, we'll refer to like as the mikvah area. In those days, they had public bathhouses. So you have to get undressed in order to clean yourself. So it's not a problem to walk around without clothing on. This is not a problem. There's no pritzus over here. Pritzus is from the word parutz, which means opened, and it's exposing oneself. This is not called pritzus. V'chein, so too, kishereichetz benahar hadin kein. So too, in those days, they would also bathe in the river. That was also a common practice, to bathe in the river. And it's also not a problem. Rak yizal lishoit luboish samuch lenar komad shevsher, but you should try to take off your clothing as close as possible to the river. Why? Because why should a person be exposing himself unnecessarily for a longer period of time? Now, when a person is going into the water, it's not necessary. It's not a requirement from the law of tznius to cover his erva. His erva is where his bris milah is. That's what we're discussing now. Not only that, not only does he not have to, really he shouldn't. It's as if he's embarrassed that he has a bris milah. And it's as if he's like saying, oh, I don't believe in the bris of Avraham Avinu, chas v'shalom. However, that's going down to the mikvah, going down to the bath, and going down to the river. However, when he gets up from the river, from the water, that he now is facing people. When you come up from the water, you're facing more people. Yishche, he should bend over a little, or yosim yodoy keneged avosu l'chasoyisa, or to put his hand in front of his bris milah to cover it up, to be a little more tznius. But he should not be touching it, as we'll see later on in Simon Gimel. Okay. Isa b'shas. Choluk shel Talmud Chacham. A garment of a Talmud Chacham. Isa b'shas. The garment of a Talmud Chacham. Kol she'ein b'soray niras mitachdo. What does it mean, a garment of a Talmud Chacham? So it means that your skin is not visible from underneath on the bottom. Your skin is not visible. It says nowadays we're not as concerned about it because we wear undergarments, underclothing, and as opposed to in those days when they were just wearing more robes or tunics. So it was more of an expression that when a person would walk with proper dignity of a Talmud Chacham, his skin would not be revealed. Nowadays we have a different mode of clothing, and our mode of clothing actually covers up to some degree even better than it was back then. Right? They didn't have an elastic back then, so they put on a robe, and they had put on the belt and they had over the robe. Okay. Sivkotin Beis. We're number two on the bottom in the Mishnah Berurah. So we said, Lo yilbash chaluka miyushav, don't put on your garment, your shirt sitting up. Comes out when he is yakum, when he is sitting up, he is mechusa, he is already covered. Says the Mishra Sivkotin Beis, Ritzalayma, Kishi Yakum, Vyetse, Mitachas, Kisoi, Sedinoi, Shahayamunach Sham Aroim, So the person he is discussing the case is was lying in his bed, not wearing any clothing. He was arum, and this way, when he gets up, he'll already have been to some degree dressed. He had to take it for chusa. He's immediately covered. So once again, he's talking about the type of garment that you put over your head, put your arms through the sleeves, and then the rest of it like a robe that falls straight down on the person's body. Over there, discusses taking off the garment. Now we discuss getting up in the morning. Now, the next couple of lines, the Mishnah wants to introduce us to things to be careful to avoid that can cause a person to forget. And we have mentioned this numerous times in the shiur over here, how Rav Chaim Kineski Shlita has a kuntrus. He has a sefer that discusses things that can help a person remember his learning and things that can help, that cause a person to forget his learning. So here, right away in the beginning of Simon Beis of Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, he tells us as follows. Hameniach malbushov merav shoysov nishakeach limudei. A person who takes his clothing and uses like a pillow, like a pillow, causes him to forget his learning. So in the Dirshu note, they explain that Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, Zatzal says, that's if he does this on a regular basis. If a person uses, how do these things work, by the way, I have no idea. I don't know if anybody knows. But Lamaisa, these things can cause persons to forget the learning. Just as an aside, it's a little cute. The Gemara asks a question. The Gemara in Hurry is stuff you'd give. The Gemara asks a question. Anybody have cats here? Anybody have cats? Okay, fine. Whereas, when I ask a question, why is it that the cat forgets its owner? Apparently they say the cat forgets. Go on, ask a question. So Mara says like this. Uma, if a person eats from something that a mouse ate from, it'll cause him to forget. If one eats the mouse itself, how much more so? Okay, so that's the Gemara. Okay? Sounds a little not for our generation, right? So, but Lamaisa, there are those things that cause a person to forget. First thing, that Gemara also talks about olives. If you have olives by themselves, maybe too often, and the Rav Chaim explains also too often means more than once every 30 days. Could be if you have it with other things, it's not a problem. Okay. When I say like maybe like a dip or mixed together, some say it's not a problem. But in olive oil, it helps the zikaron, it helps the person's memory. So, someone explained that, well, you could have olives and olive oil, and you combat that which you might forget. So, Rav Chaim says, that's true, that could work, if we know exactly how much olive oil you need per olive that you're eating also. And each person's mezeg, his makeup, is different. And that being the case, each person's makeup is different, and that being the case, Rav Chaim Kineski Shlita is more on the makbit side, that a person should be careful not to have olives too often by themselves, and then just try to have the olive oil on the other side to combat that. So he continues and says over here, don't put your clothing and sleep with them in like a pillow on a regular basis, according to the Achrayim. As your pillow, because it's mishakeach limuda, it causes the person to forget his learning. The esher could be maniach dover acher hamasik bein roish lebegodov eng peida. It could be if you put something else separating his head and something else, then whatever that other item is, and then his garment, it could be it's not a problem. The person should be careful not to wear two garments together at the same time. In regards to taking off two garments together at the same time, so in Siach HaSada, this is the Sefer I mentioned from Chaim Kineski, Sefer Zikaron Chelek Aleph for Islam Gimel, he says, the name of the Aruch HaSchaim, that to take off two garments at the same time is not a problem. She'ein Kosh L'Shicha. However, the Sefer Shulchan Torah says one should still be careful not to take off two garments at the same time. Fine. Hakoyik sav shagav hakever. I am a stakil with neames, mishakeach limuda. A person who reads the wording on a matseva, on a tombstone, this can cause him to forget his learning. So Rav Chaim on this also explains that it's specifically the lettering that's boilate, that's protruding out. Some usually it's indented. I've taking a look at this. Usually it's engraved inside.
Engraved in the stone.
It's in the stone. Right. There are times, and if you notice this, don't stare at it. Because it's not just a quick glance that's the issue, it's the staring. So in regards to the kever, that's how Rav Chaim learns, we shouldn't says it's good to go to a Beis Avel and the Beis Mishnah, but L'maisa we shouldn't have to go to a Beis Avel, so unless you can go there to say Tehillim by a Kever of a Tzaddik or something like this, or for your Tzaddik. But if you do go and you notice it's being boiled, it's protruding, sticking out, the issue is not just to look at it, the issue is to histaklus. Histaklus means to stare. Your mamish, you're staring at something. That's where it could be kosh l'shichcha. Okay. Now, Reb Chaim in that Sefer as well discusses if there's even an Isser, perhaps it might be an Isser, for a person to do things to cause himself to forget his learning. So, even if there is no Isser, which I believe that's how it comes out with Maskana, we're here in life, the Iker is Talmud Torah, so we don't want to do things that can cause us to forget our learning. Let's continue now with Sif Gimel. The Chaver says, actually, Sif Beis, there is no Mishnah Berurah. It says like this, Al Yoimar, based on the Torah and Gemara and Tainus, a person shouldn't say, Hini bechedri chadara mirayini. I'm in my own private room. I can get dressed the way I want, take off what I want, do what I want. Mirayini, who's going to see me? No, person shouldn't say that. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu meloi chol ares kevoidai, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He is everywhere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. So therefore we have to, the reason why we're putting on a bathrobe to change or whatever might be doing, is because we're instilling in ourselves HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. And the more we do that, then when it comes to fulfilling the mitzvahs, which is what the rest of these svarim of Mishnah Berurah will be talking about in the Aruch Chaim, so then we have this realization. I'm standing in front of Hashem. Of course I have this mitzvah to do. I have responsibility. Siv Gimel. Yidaktik b'chalukai lulov shoy kedarkai. Person has to be careful to make sure he's wearing his shirt properly. What does it mean properly? Shlo yafai chapnimi v'lachutz. The inside should not be flipped out to the outside. You don't want to have the seams, like your example that you said yesterday. You don't want the stitching on the outside. Although I will tell you, in this generation, they make it like that on purpose. You know that? You know what I'm saying? I would see somebody, I would think they're wearing the shirt inside out. But then the tag's on the inside and the stitching's on the outside. It's all backwards over this. It's like, Oilam Hafuch. That's how they have it today. Very strange. Okay. B'chalukah, he says like, Afal pi yishehu tachas, says the Mishmah tachas, kol malbushim. Even though we're saying this is, let's say, an undergarment, which is under everything, because you can sharbegod them, still, it should not be backwards, and even more so, the clothing that is visible to everyone, you should make sure to wear it properly. Lachot, sifkot and dalet, v'yiru, what's the concern? Tfirois hamegunois, v'imeyacholot, v'yizgane bein abriyas. When a person looks like a schlump, so, now people are going to look at him, and he's going to be like, what is this? Kind of person, how does he walk around like this? So there's going to be disgrace in the eyes of people. So we have to do something to make sure we don't cause other people to look at us in a negative way. The imloy nizar, the hofach, when the person was not careful and he put it on backwards, im tamud chacham hu, sarich l'poshtoi v'lachto lov shekadarko. If it's a tamud chacham, he has to take it off and make sure he wears it properly. Shulo yehe bichlal Masniyai, he shouldn't be included in the category of those who, as the Pasuk says, who cause me to be hated. In other words, if a person is a Talmud Chacham and he's walking around like a shlump and he officially is representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and people will look down on the Talmud Chacham, they will look down, similar to what we learned in Shari Shiva a couple days ago, he will look down on the Torah the person learns, he will look down on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the person says, hey, he might be thinking, the ikur is only to learn. You know what? That is the ikur. But you have to look the way a ben Torah should look. Look respectable. Ushar kol odom ein tzorich. Other people, from the letter of the law, they don't have to. However, I did see in the Sefer Eilas Tamid, shiroi l'chol odom losum atzmaik tam l'choch l'gabi zeh, that every single person should pask on himself. He's a Talmud Chacham in this regard. That if his clothing doesn't look right, he should make sure to be makbid, to change it, and make himself look good. Now, in regards to tefilu, letefilu, afilu kol adam tzarech lepashto, lelo shekedarko, sheroi oz lihadir begodov. In regards to davening, the person sees something that's not appropriate with his clothing, it's not on correctly, he should make sure to fix it properly, because he's going to stand in front of Hashem, he has to make sure to look correct and appropriately. Toiv shi yosim shnei tzidei hamabush hamalbush biyad yiminoi. You take the garment in your right hand, both of them. V'yilbash sheyamin v'achakach smol. Then you first put on the right and then the left. If you look in the Shartzion, The source for this is Kavanos. When he says Kavanos, this is Kisvei Ari. This is from the Rizal. He says further, first you put the right and the left. Yichavin, you should always be thinking, ki akol michol v'yamin, everything starts with the right. When hayamin ball is small, from the right goes to the left. And the reason for that, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we find preference in the Torah to the right. Yamin Hashem asachayil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the expressing the greatness of the right over the left. If there are any lefties here, no one should feel slighted. I personally have always found the lefties are very, very smart. That's my own personal experience. Because of a Rambam, Malbush Talmud Chacham, he Malbush Noah Venaki. And Talmud Chacham says the Rambam, his clothing should be clean, it should be nice. You can't find a stain, you can't find schmutz, and anything of like on the clothing of a Talmud Chacham. Just as a marshal, imagine a person who was in the army, he's called to roll call. And his commanding officer is going up and down, and he sees this man, this soldier, has ketchup on his shirt. What would happen to that such a person? He's got ketchup on his shirt. He's standing there. Could you believe it? It's not going to happen. How much more so? We are representing the Torah HaKadosh. We are representing Hashem. So we should make sure. You wear a hat, brush your hat. It doesn't have to be like, it's a black hat that looks white. From all that dust. Take a minute. And when you brush it, realize you're doing this because you're representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kosef Haram, we just saw, fine. V'layil ba'ash malbush sarim, sha'akom is taklim b'hem. A person shouldn't wear clothing to the degree when he walks into the room, everybody turns, ooh, look at that tie. Ooh, look at that watch. Ooh, look at, right? You don't want to cause, okay, wear nice clothing. That's what he says, wear nice clothing. But not that you're turning heads like this. Shouldn't be wearing a pauper's clothing that is embarrassing that he's wearing clothing like this. Regular, nice clothing. Nice tie? Good, nice tie. Nice watch? Fine. But not over and above. Steve Dalin, Mahavi says, putting on the shoes. First you put on your right shoe, there's a famous halacha. Put on your right shoe, but you don't tie it. And then you put on your left shoe, but you don't tie it. Yikshrena, then you tie your left, and then you go back. Then you go back to tie the right. If you have slip ons, so you put on the right first. Says the Mishmar Sif Katin Hey. We find in the Torah that the right is always viewed as more choshev. Lenin Bain Yad, Varego, Lacholad Varma, Shemadak, Shema, Magdimim, Hayimin, Lismol, and all those things by the carbonus, by sprinkling of the blood, you always find the right is more important than left. Yikshirena, then you go back and tie the left, because in regards to tying, the Lina Kshirum, and Sinusha, Tayor, and Osna, Hashivas, Elasmol. You see, the Tayor Doisha puts a Hashivas more preference and importance to the left. Shekoisher Leel, Tvila Shoyad, because you tie your tefillin onwear on your left arm, meaning that the right arm is the stronger, your left arm is your weaker, but you tie on your left. So in tying, you tie your left shoe first. Perhaps these are like socks with laces. It's not an issue which one you tie. So the lefty puts his tefillin on the right arm, yakdim yamin gam lekshir. So his tying should also be the same way he ties on the right arm. He should also tie the right first, okay? Because he's doing it backwards, the other way around. So that's why the lefty should do it.
The shoes too. The shoes for lefty.
It seems like that's what he's saying. Reverse. Seems like that. Yeah, reverse. Yeah. So just to correct that in regards to the tefillin he puts on his left, in regards to the shoes and the tying, he will do like the righty as well. Okay, Siv Katin Zayin, Yemin Techilo, he puts on the right first. In this Dami Loi Shel Small, if he gets this left one first, Yantanai Shiv Yu Loi Shel Yemin, he should wait until he gets the right. Kishu roichets, when he washes with sach, yimid chila, the right comes first. Msach kol gufay, roish techila. That was like, let's say, taking a shower, so he should wash his head first. Yimneishu melech al kol hevarim, because the head, as we had mentioned, is the king of all of the evarim. Let's see over here, sif hey and vav, the beginning of vav. Kishachaylitz min olam, you take off your shoes. Chaylitz shall small techila, you take off your left first. Says the Mishnah of Kanches, Shezeu Kavoida Shel Yimin. It's the covet for the right, for your right, that you take off the left first. Why? Because now your right is having more chashivas, more importance. Vav. Also, Leilech Bekaim Zakufa. Person is forbidden to walk with an arrogant stance, and even to sit or to stand, even if he's not walking. Shadoichik Ragli Yashchina Kibiyachu, because it's like he's pushing off the regular yeshchina, alkein therefore kosev achreinu the osa afilo pachas arba amos is even also even less than dalan amos. So poshut the afilo aimlu b'merkaymai v'ainu haylech klal. Even if he's standing one place, not walking at all, it's still also lo yeleich afilo b'bayish yish by tikkun in the house that has a ceiling. V'koshe kein tachas aver shemaim deish lezar lekul yama. Even more, somebody is out in the street, you can stand with your shoulders up, and you should have a good posture. But there's also something to be said about an arrogant attitude. When you walk with an arrogant attitude, that can be sensed, in fact. I want to just share one before we turn off the recorders and stop the share for this morning. I want to share one beautiful thought on the right, left, right of the shoes that we discussed about how the correct way once you put it on. Rav Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, explained as follows. It said like this. The lesson that we are teaching ourselves right in the beginning of the day, we get up, we get dressed, we put on the right shoe, then we put on the left shoe. You tie the left shoe, then you go back to tie the right shoe. What we are teaching ourselves is as follows. He said as follows. Let's say you're standing by a doorway. There's an older person, there's a younger person. Who goes first?
Older.
The elder person goes first. And that's the message that we're training ourselves when we get dressed in the morning. The right is more chashuv. The older person is more chashuv than the younger person. The older person is more chashuv. That's the beautiful message that he's teaching us. Rabbi Avigdor Miller is taking out this lesson from the right shoe and left shoe. In light of what was just told to me yesterday, what you told me, Bruce, you know, with that ridiculous thing in the generation that we live in now, that people are flipping everything backwards. Olam hafuch. It's a backwards, upside-down world. So it's not something to take lightly. The importance of putting on the right shoe and the left shoe and the right shoe, and to share this message from Rav Miller of why we do this. We want to emphasize chashivas. The right goes first. That means the older person is more chashuv. We get off of the zucking. We let the older person go first. Have a wonderful Shabbos.